This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I talked about planting bare root trees and shrubs a couple of weeks ago. Today, we'll talk about those purchases you bought in containers from the nursery. Conventional wisdom was to plant at the same depth your plant came in, but recent studies have shown that sometimes our trees and shrubs have been placed in those containers too deeply. That means you need to pull the plant out of the container and remove the soil level to the trunk flare or graft. Experts recommend planting this about an inch above the soil surface. The primary roots, those that take up water, nutrients, and oxygen, are in the top 3, at most 6 inches of soil. Anchoring roots grow much deeper. Another way to ensure great growth is to widen the circle. Rather than digging a hole twice as wide, you go 3, maybe even 4 times as wide. Taper the hole so that the wider portion is near the top, where those primary roots will be. Punch holes in the sides of your planting site. Using a mallet and a bamboo pole or dowel, pound holes about 4 to 6 inches apart, depending on the size of the purchased plant, around the circle you've dug. I know, it sounds like a lot of work, but you'll be rewarded when the roots say thank you and grow into the soil more easily. This is especially true in compacted soil. Place your plant in the middle of the hole, backfill with soil, and tamp it down with your feet, a spade, and water. Water thoroughly. Mulch with 3 to 4 inches of wood chips. Do not butt the chips up against the trunk. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water and the plants. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.